And you might say, well, what's the name of the ceremony that they have at a cemetery?
Funeral.
And if the people are dressed in black, you say they are in?
Mourning.
All right. And the name of the man who dresses the body and everything is called?
Undertaker.
And the name of the vehicle that transports it?
The hearse.
And an above the ground burial place? You know, that's up over the ground. It's not, you don't bury it underneath, but in a sort of a building.
Mausoleum is above the ground.
Okay. Now, if somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? And if you're feeling just about average, you say, oh, I'm...
doing fine.
Would you say pretty well?
Or? Pretty well, or just getting along kind of so-so.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, don't, oh, it'll come out all right.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. A disease of the joints is called? Where it hurts to bend your joints.
Yeah, any joint?
Yeah.
Rheumatism.
Okay. What do you call a kind of disease? I don't think it's around anymore because we have shots for it, but children used to get it a lot in their
throats. Polio.
In their throats.
Diphtheria.
Okay. How about the one that makes your skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And if you have your appendix taken out, you say you have an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Do you ever hear that called cramp colic?
No. Now, I know there's a lot of people way back yonder that died that they called it colic, but they died of appendicitis.
And they didn't know that
and
that's
they didn't
what
know
was.
It, that's right.
Ugh. All right, if you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, what do you call it?
Vomit.
All right, any other expressions for it?
Up, chill.
Okay, anything else?
Throw up.
Okay. So if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
Sick of his stomach.
Okay. If a man meets a girl at a dance and he'd like to go home with her, he says, may I?
See you home.
Okay. Now, supposing he sees her quite often, what would you say he's doing?
Courting.
All right. Are there any other terms for that?
Well, going with her.
Mm-hmm. Or dating.
Of course, some a date with her, and some of the young people call it going steady now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, and how do people refer to him?
He was her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
The word I'm trying to think of. Palapido.
Bo,
yeah.
Okay, and she would be called his?
Girl, his, Oh, there's one or two more words there, but that's one I can't think of today.
Okay, if you do, just holler. If he asked her to marry him, and she doesn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
She turned him down.
All right. Any other terms for that, like funny terms? Or?
She brushed him off.
Okay. Ever heard she gave him the axe?
Yeah. Gave him the air, not the axe.
Oh, gave him the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the axe, too, I reckon. I don't know it, but wherever I heard that or not.
How about jilted him?
How's that?
Jilted? Ever heard that? She
jilted. That's about the oldest term now.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, then you say they went ahead and got
married.
Okay.